And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2013. Today is the first day of spring. It's the vernal equinox, when the Earth's axis is aligned with the center of the sun. Equinox coming from the Latin equus, meaning equal or level, nox, meaning night or darkness, the equinox, a time when day and night are as close to equal as they ever are for people living equidistant from the equator, either north or south, and a time when gardeners start to come alive. Margaret Atwood wrote, "Gardening is not a rational act. What matters is the immersion of the hands in the earth. In the spring, at the end of the day, you should smell like dirt." It's the birthday of the playwright Henrik Ibsen, born in Skien, Norway, 1828, best known for his play A Doll's House, 1879, the story of Nora stuck in an unhappy marriage in a play that ends with Nora slamming the door and walking out on her husband. Henrik Ibsen, who had a hard time in Norway, described it as a free country peopled by unfree men and women, left Norway in 1864 for a life of self-imposed exile. He had a very hard life abroad, lived in poverty. He and his wife was on the verge of a nervous breakdown in the winter of 1865, became seriously ill, high fever, almost died. And the next spring, his play Brand appeared in Norway. Henrik Ibsen could not even afford to pay the postage to write to his friends telling them how much he was suffering. But then Brandt came out in 1866. It got great reviews. The king awarded Ibsen a pension, and he went on to write many plays, including Peer Gynt, A Doll's House, An Enemy of the People, and Hedda Gabler. It was on this day, 1852, that Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe was published. And it's the birthday in Stamford, New York, 1813, of the dime novelist Ned Buntline. Started out writing cheap dime novels about gangs and violence in New York, and then he went out west and met Buffalo Bill Cody and made up a whole story about Buffalo Bill, wrote a play about him, Scouts of the Prairie, which was pretty bad but made a lot of money. Ned Buntline's life was one big adventure. He fought in the Everglades in the Second Seminole War. He was an officer in the Civil War until he got a dishonorable discharge for drunkenness. Nonetheless, he loved to give temperance speeches. He was married 7 times, once jailed for bigamy. He flirted with a married woman named Mary Porterfield. Her husband challenged Buntline to a duel, which he accepted, and he killed Robert Porterfield, whereupon the townspeople tried to lynch Ned Buntline. They strung him up from an awning post, and at the last minute his friends cut the rope and he got away. Here's a poem for today by Liesl Mueller, entitled Fiction. Going south, we watched spring unroll like a proper novel, forsythia, dogwood, rose, bare trees, green lace, full shade. By the time we arrived in Georgia, the complications were deep. When we drove back, we read from back to front. Maroon went wild, went scarlet, burned once more, and then withdrew into pink, tentative, still in bud. I thought, if only we could go on and meet again, shy as strangers. Fiction, a poem by Liesl Mueller from her collection Alive Together, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.